time for our elementary update. And today we check in at St. Charles Borromeo Elementary School and Principal Brenda Mesher, who joins us on the line this morning as the school year is winding down for St. Charles. Probably teachers and parents and kids certainly are checking off the days in the calendar. What's the schedule look like at St. Charles, Brenda?
That is true. We have the countdown going. I believe we're down to about 16 days left. So, of course, the end of the year, there's lots of fun activities with class field trips and our field day, which will be at Adventure Zone again this year. So lots of fun things yet coming up. A spring music concert, actually, on June 3rd to highlight what the kids have accomplished this year. And there will be musical instruments being played and also some singing, which is exciting. And then we also have our spelling bee coming up, which we always do within the school each year and give out some awards.
All right. I know you had your open house already at St. Charles for enrollment for next year, but enrollment is still open for next year, right?
That is correct. We did have the open house, but we are expanding next year to include eighth grade. So we go from preschool through eighth grade. And if you didn't get a chance to make it to the open house, just feel free to give us a call. You can stop by and just pick up a packet or give us a call to schedule an actual tour or a meet and greet with the classroom teacher.
Okay. Within that, as you get ready for next year and that expansion, what are you talking to parents about and why they should consider St. Charles?
Well, you know, our class sizes are always a really big reason. With such smaller class sizes than some of the other schools in the area, our teachers really get that hands-on with every single child and really hold all the children up to the high standards. You know, our MEEP results and our NWA results, you know, show our proof of that, that our kids can really work and work at it. And we hold them accountable for it. So, you know, that's one of the big differences. And then it's just that nice, you know, homey elementary school feeling that, you know, our parents are involved with the teachers and there's just that nice bridge from home to school.
All right. Well, you don't receive public funding, obviously, like the other schools do, so you're doing fundraising all the time. And one of the big things coming up, you get a big rummage sale this summer again, right?
That's right. This is our annual rummage sale is coming up. This year, it's actually the last weekend in June, a little bit later in the year since our school year had to go a little bit longer. So the last weekend of June, and you will see advertisements for that coming up, but we are accepting donations for the rummage sale at any time. So if you have things that you'd like to bring in, you can just come right by the school or give us a call first, and we can even come and pick things up if they're large items.
All right. As you look back on this 2013-2014 school year, things maybe that you're most proud of for the staff or the kids?
I think just the fact that we've all grown together close as a family and, you know, our enrollment has grown, and it's just such a bright, cheerful place every day, you know, to be a part of. And it's just exciting to be out in the community and representing St. Charles.
Well, it sounds like you're really excited about it yourself, so.
Yeah.
All right. Brenda, thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you next school year, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Brenda Mesher from St. Charles Borromeo Elementary School with us on this edition of our Elementary Update.